Current podcast.
Current podcast.
Current podcast. Find us everywhere you listen to podcasts. Now you get to see what it takes to create something for y'all to listen to and watch. I hope y'all appreciate it. Let's get it.
Given that, you know, we're at the end of 2024, it's the last pod of 2024. What do you guys?
This guy is saying we're going to 2025 next year.
Hell yeah, we are.
Fuck.
This was in the future.
You're ahead of time right now.
Bring it back a little bit. Bring it back.
Hey, bro,
back
tell me what future. I did in 2024, bro.
What did you see? Can you
tell me what I did, bro?
It's all connected. So somehow you're over there and we're over here.
Exactly,
so.
Bro. I just came back, dog.
Where's the fucking
Damn,
DeLorean?
Bro.
Where's the DeLorean? Where are the keys to the DeLorean, bro?
You found the key to the multiverse, bro?
Dog, have you guys not seen
who snapped, bro? What the fuck?
Byron just like, he fucking pushed my you know what I mean? I went out, my soul went that way, fooling. He took me over, like
back to the
astral
future,
projected?
Huh?
Yeah, straight up, exactly. Astral projected, and we're about to end
so
2024.
The other realm of the other
Lakers
time.
Won the championship.
Fuck,
damn, bro,
that's
you're messing it up, bro. Now
I know,
they might
right?
not
that
win
might
it,
not
bro.
Anymore, bro.
You're not supposed to let us know. This affects us.
I meant the in season championship, bro.
Exactly.
You guys didn't let me finish the in season championship.
But that was 2 years ago, according to your timeline.
No, right now they won the in season championship of that season of the 2024-2025 season. So they're double. They're back to back in season
championship or not?
I that part I didn't see. There's only certain things I saw. Like Manny said, what did we do? We went to the Bad Bunny concert. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We
go to the Conor McGregor fight.
Here's the other question
that's
I have.
PDB.
See what the fuck? You went through the whole year,
not the whole year.
That's
bro,
you said.
I got like you know how when they say that you die, you see like a quick snap of like.
So you're making this all as
it
you
was
go.
Like a quick snap of it. Like I was like it's like a blink. I was like, oh, you know what I mean? I didn't get to see everything clearly, right, vividly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So we're at the end of 2023.
I'm already back.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, we go see Bad Bunny in 2025. That's the highlight of it.
Back.
When you ended 2022,
okay.
What I don't want to say
we're
what
going a whole year back.
I don't want to say what expectation did you have, but now that you're at the end of 2023, what's the biggest thing you took out of this year?
What's the biggest thing I took out of this year?
Biggest lesson. I don't know. What,
biggest
like,
lesson.
But what do you take out of 2023 and be like, that's significant?
I don't think I had anything like super significant happen in 2023, like something major. However, I would say that there are things that change my perspective, right?
Okay, so
like, and they're very minor. They're not very, right. They're not like, you know, big things. One of the things, and it's going to sound very simple, but it's like, who are you around? Like, being around one of my coworkers that I have right now, he got in this year. His perspective, his way of seeing things on certain things, and him just like, all right, bro, do this, do that, you know, like when it comes to looking for new opportunities, it's a very interesting, different approach, different way.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. But that's one where I was like, huh, it's very, I hadn't thought about this, you know, but it's like, I needed to encounter that person in order to think about it that way.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting that you said that because I feel like definitely,
but I don't think it's like, oh my God, like you get what I'm saying though? Like it's very minor, but mm-hmm. it's still something.
Like what? What's the minor thing that you're saying? Elaborate a little bit.
I did. Did you not pay attention?
I kind of turned and looked at him. So like, I was telling him something about the.
So that means you'll have to watch the podcast.
Fuck, bro. Reel me back into 2023 when he said that part real quick.
You're in the 90s right now, bro. I'm sorry.
Fuck.
But nah, like,
nah, it's because.
But for you, Enzo, what's something that you would say is like significant to happen this year that you're taking out and you're walking into 2024 that you didn't have when you exited 2022? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Fucking philosophical as fuck.
I know.
There's like, I don't want to say like you, because that's why I want to put it like, oh, you had an expectation.
Well,
because
contact your philosophers of friends
as the great
in
as
order
great
for you to
Enzo
talk.
Jr. would say,
Oh, your son.
Yeah, Enzo Jr.
The philosophers of France aren't telling you anything?
No, Enzo the philosopher, he goes like,
but the ones from France ain't telling you anything? I mean, You were kind of talking to them earlier.
They lost, though. France lost, so I would not ask no Frenchman no advice right now.
Oh, man. But yeah, you still talk to them?
Which the Frenchman? French fries?
Nah, bro. You were talking to the French earlier. He talked to the French earlier, too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The French.
Uh-huh.
French. Hennessy's because it's made in France.
Oh, look. You're making connections. I like how you're doing this.
So
when you contacted them, how did that help you figure out?
What Frenchman are you talking about? Only Frenchman I know is the guys that I saw in the Netflix documentary I'm watching that lost the World Cup.
So again, my question to you is: what this year is of significance to you that you feel like is
definitely not a Frenchman? Definitely not a Frenchman. Because they lost. So if they would have won, I probably would have had some like. And like coming into 2023, like, oh shit, the Frenchmen are the shit. But other than that, to be honest, they saw this since, I feel like since Christmas, I've been really reflective on shit and where life is and where, what, like how certain decisions I made.
For you, it's more recent, you would say then.
What do you mean?
More recent. Since you said since Christmas, Christmas was last week.
So I've been thinking about all this. That's what I'm saying. It's a philosophical ass question you asked because I've been thinking about. Damn, what did I learn all year? Or what's different from this year from the last other years? You know what I'm saying? So definitely learn fuck bitches get money. You know what I'm saying? I like that came back into the limelight in my life.
Wait, before we continue there though, because Manny's laughing because he's seeing it from a certain perspective. But when you hear that term, there's definitely, you can think about it with like, fuck married, bitches so. Get money. Like
that's why I'm laughing.
Bitches. Or, but you can also think about it like fuck bitches. Like kind of like
you saw what Bad Bunny,
just said in that song.
But,
you know
but
what
that's
mean?
Not only to that. There's also there's men that are bitches. So that's also fuck bitches. You know what I'm saying? So
I agree.
Thank you for the clarification.
No, and that's why because I understand why you were laughing,
I'm
but I understand
where
you were
I'm
coming
saying.
From it too. You know what I mean?
So right, if it goes, we just got to clarify it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for the audience,
because
I guess,
it can, it's
I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
It's so double entendre.
You catch my drift, you catch my drift. If not, then it goes over your head. Vroom. But
double analysis on it.
You know,
so.
That's one thing I learned, and then the other thing I learned was so I was wrote something today because I'm like journaling and shit, and I shared it with somebody today because I felt like it was fucking shareable, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote, the grass is greener where you water it, but high grass attracts snakes that bite with poison and snakes that cling with and suffocate. Always keep the grass cut low, because with all the abundance with watered grass, we can't see who and what is sneaking in. So I've seen in the last few years, like, people coming in and out of my life that at a certain time in my life, I felt like these people were going to be there for a long time. Like, they were lifers with me, you know what I'm saying? And then circumstances happen that make people, you know, fall out with you or you fall out with them.
Yeah.
Or whatever it could be. You know what I'm saying? That today it was very, like that came out of me from thinking about these people. So now to be like, bless you, to be on the other side of like, even like today's my anniversary of sobriety. Like today, I remember around
3 years?
3 years ago today, I remember, dog, it's fucking crazy. I want to tear up, bro, because it's like,
so this was 2020 going into 2021?
It's 2021 going into 2020. So it's going to be 3 years because we're going into 2024.
We're going into fourth year right now.
Yeah.
But this when your sobriety started, that started 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this is going to be the third year. Like, I'm going into my third year, actually.
So that was the same year we went to Vegas that year for your birthday, 2021.
Yeah. Because you got... Yeah.
So I'm like... And this is also the same year. The year before that, you guys went to El Salvador.
Yes. Interesting.
And I could not go. And that shit's very like...
Did and you I remember what happened to you when I was in El Salvador, bro.
What happened?
That's when you had like... When you had like... When your face kind of like started drooping on that one side. Remember?
What?
Remember when you had to go to the hospital, bro? Because like half of your face was literally like... Like, I remember you
drooping.
You FaceTimed me, bro, and I was in El Salvador. I remember I was in San Salvador, and you were, like, in the hospital, and half of your face was, like, all like this and shit. Yeah.
Dog.
You don't remember that?
Dog.
Are you serious, Enzo?
I'm fucking tripping right now.
You don't remember that, dog?
I do not remember this,
bro. Low-key, if I'm being honest with you, Enzo, that's when I knew that there was, like, an issue, bro. Like, that's when I really saw, like, okay, there's something more to, like...
That's wild, bro. It's almost like...
Because and this is, if you think about it, this is 2019 going into 2020. That's when this happened. Because that's when I was in El Salvador. And I remember exactly this. You know what happened in that time as far as like history in the world? They had just killed that one Irani or Iraqi general. Mm-hmm. It just happened when I was in El Salvador.
I think it was on Christmas.
Yeah. So like, and then I remember like a couple days after that, like you FaceTimed me like that. Bro. In that condition, in the hospital, bro.
Damn. I don't remember shit.
Ask Lisa when you're home, bro.
I don't remember. To be honest, what I remember from that era is crying to you, my mom. And,
that was one of the moments, bro. And when you did cry, like when you literally reached out to me.
I feel like it was my acknowledgement moment where I'm like, damn, I have a problem. And my problem has not allowed me to even go to El Salvador because this problem is this deep that my pockets are sunk into this shit that I can't afford to do it. Even though I have a business, I have a wife. I'm on the outside, on the exterior, it looks like Enzo's fucking winning at life. But...
At that time.
Exactly. Like,
because right now you are.
I feel like, shit, like, definitely winning in life compared to, like, even, like, last year, the way last year started, I had fired somebody from the shop, fell out with somebody I thought I was tight with, my car gets totaled for a whole month. Like last year's beginning was fucking crazy. Like I said, that's what I'm saying. Each little fucking step to get to 2024.
2022 had a crazy beginning? Is that when your tire fell off?
2023 was this year. Yeah, exactly. Like
that. Oh, so this year when it started.
2022 ended reared, and then fucking 2023 started even off like, what the fuck going on? Like, and then God took the Benz away for a month. I was carless for a month, and I felt like, that's when I felt like, damn, a car don't make you or break you. It's just a car. It's a Benz. The fuck? And I didn't have it for a month, and the first week I felt like I wasn't myself, but then I learned, like, these are just possessions. Material possessions that don't mean shit, that any instance you could lose a car. And at that time, I wasn't set up to be like, I could buy another car right now.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't. So, to even go out of that, like, I got, like, I got an accident with my wife and the kids. Then we got a nice little check out of that. Like, bro, it's just like should to come just into...
keep happening.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then it's almost like, I almost feel also like, if I would have had all that in 2022 or 2021... I wouldn't have been ready for it because I would have wasted it. I would have like mismanaged it. I would have just done things that 2023 taught me so much about focusing on my family and myself and not allowing distractions to fuck me up. But now...
It's almost like that saying of tending to your garden. I feel like that's...
Exactly.
It's a very reoccurring theme.
And that's why I wrote that today because literally it's like I'm saying we can't see who's coming in and out. And that's what I'm talking about is my garden, my personal like space.
Your lawn, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, yeah. That like... It's a trip, bro, because even for Thanksgiving, I had a moment where I'm like, fuck, bro, these people are like, what is going on today? Like, people from close to me, from people that are clients, like, it was just this Thanksgiving was like, whoa, it was an attack on my mental health that now that I'm like a month and something removed from it, bro, it's like, I feel like we never stop learning. And Definitely. That's another thing that I learned this year is that if you stop learning or if you stop, like, paying attention to what's happening around you, you're not going to, like, be aware of shit. You're not going to, like, be able to even catch things in time.
You know, it's funny you say that because today the preaching at church, my pastor literally talked about when you stop growing, you stop learning, you're literally just dying.
You're dying.
And he's saying how there was no in between. You're either going up or you're going down. He was like, he used that saying of when in Spanish when people say, estoy más o menos. He's like, estás más o menos. It's one or the other. And I feel like that's a very, like, kind of to what you're saying. Like, because if you're not growing or anything, you're in a sense in a decline.
Right.
So that's a crazy
parallel. Because what comes after not growing? Stagnant. And after stagnant, you start declining. So I feel like it's just very crucial to be very aware of what you want to do in life, where you want to go. Being very intentional, basically. That's a book I read this year, too, is The Power of Intention. So... If you intentional about what you want to do in life, that shit will start working in your favor. It'll start happening for you. So that's another thing I learned. Manifestation is hella real. Like, cause I know, like, I remember, like I said, I was crying to you on the phone in tears like a baby to my mom and you. Like, I can't believe I'm a junkie. I was calling myself that. I'm a drug addict. I have all this, but for what? Doesn't mean shit if I can't even be with my family when I need to be. Because I felt like, bro, like, me and my girl were going through shit at the time. So I felt so alone that I wanted to be with you guys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now that I'm, like, able to go even when we're going, I'm stoked. So I feel like I manifested it. And then I put in the work that God just facilitated everything else to happen in my favor also. So that's how I feel like this year's been definitely a stepping stone to another height of maturity. Also, like, I started therapy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's just it's a different vibe that I feel like I'm going into 2021. Now I'm like, 2024, that I'm like, what I want to get, I don't know, we haven't done an accountability check in a minute, but my accountability check for this year would be, like, discipline. Like, getting discipline down, like, really, and not being selective of when to be disciplined. Being disciplined in all areas. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Just be very, like...
Time management is what you're talking about.
I got a question for you.
Cause this, but I feel like with discipline, all that shit comes. You know what I'm saying?
No, but if you manage your time, if you know how to manage your time, you're being disciplined in everything you're doing. So right, you gotta learn how to manage your time.
Time management, I'm good on, bro. I'm on time for my appointments. Like, I know time management is not the issue. The discipline's the issue. Because if I had to... I know I can make the time to go to the gym, but I'm not disciplined enough to go to the gym. That's one of my main things right now that I'm like, all right, in 2024...
So then you're not managing your time then?
No, it's not that. It's the choice. Discipline is a choice. Time management is a schedule you keep up with. I'm good at keeping a schedule. I don't have...
But if you made gym part of your schedule, you would end up going.
That's not the issue. The issue is the discipline to go to the gym, to decide I'm going to go to the gym. Like, to do that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not to make the time to go, because...
No, like, but the thing
I
is...
I have the time to go.
The thing is that... Barber, all right, no.
The thing what he's trying to say, though, is that...
The thing is that, like, for example, when you decide, okay, at this time I'm going to go, and you're making yourself accountable for that, then that's when you go. For example...
And after you start lining up days of doing that, what's that shit called? You started a discipline of going to the gym. That's what I'm getting to.
But when
not just being like time management. Because time management is
Here's like one thing I'll tell you. Like, for example, when I was going, and I need to get back to that. But when I was going, the way that I got myself to go is that I would tell myself the day prior, all right, tomorrow at this time, I'm going to be there. I would start telling myself that. Schedule it. I would put an alarm.
Mauricio, how many times do I tell you the night before we're on the phone, I'm going to go to the gym and do it? Do I wake up and go with you?
No, but see, then that's not having accountability on your word.
Because it's a part of discipline. If you don't have a discipline to do something, you're not going to be accountable for it. So even when I tell him...
If you're planning it, then you have to go through with it. Then that's another part of it.
And that's why I said
if you schedule it and you plan it, you should be able to go.
That's what I'm saying. This year I'm working on discipline because I plan it with my brother. Mauricio, he can vouch for me that I've told him mad time. He goes and I'm not there because, mega, no la cama or something else. You know what I'm saying? Or I didn't go to sleep till 3 a.m. I feel like shit. I got to go to work. Like all these excuses that I'm like, fuck that. This year I need to get my discipline.
But you see, like one thing that you kind of just, in a sense, kind of snitched on yourself right there is... Going to sleep at 3 a.m. is part of time management, I would have to say.
And knowing that you want
to
go.
But what I would have to say, wake up at go to sleep on 3 hours and wake up at 4 every day. I've done it before, bro. I used to do it when I was in high school, bro. And I was as a young kid trying to my discipline
sleep
was
is
that
essential, bro. You cannot be going on 3 hours of sleep, bro.
I mean, Kobe did it for 20 years in the NBA, bro.
It's not healthy though.
That's Mamba mentality. Like his slogan's going around right now. Rest in peace.
I think though to bring it all together, though, it's. With when it comes to time
I
management,
I catnap a lot. I have the flexibility to catnap.
When it comes to time management,
guys,
discipline,
I'm in the car sleeping.
Regardless, those two things require one thing, and it's action.
Boom.
So I think that's the connection point between both of you guys. Is what you guys are arguing is that, or not arguing, but just discussing is that.
No, it's
you
argument.
Know, time management is
so we're fighting.
In order to execute time management, requires action. In order for you to be disciplined, it requires. You getting through those doors, like as they say, the action of you getting there.
The other thing is, like I said, mentally preparing yourself. I don't know. I have
I
that like thing.
I have that down already. Where I'm talking. Right? I'm talking about doing shit, and like half the shit I'm talking about, I'm not fucking doing. So that's why I took 4.
That's
to me,
that's
it's
different
like,
for me.
I'm about, like, bro, we talked about doing the BAM shit and putting those shirts on like making it tangible instead of just talk, you know what I'm saying? 2024, that's the plan. Like, you know what I mean? Other thing is like the gym, like the other thing is traveling more, like, and cause we already going, the flight's booked. We're going there already. It's all off rip. But what's the next one? Like keeping getting stamps on that fucking passport.
Oh, the next one, DR.
That'll be fucking fire, bro.
That's why the next not? One, right?
Why the fuck
in
not?
In April, right?
I don't know if
you. Yeah, that's soon as fuck.
We'll have to see about everything.
Because I'm trying to go to fucking Connor. Hey, but real talk. Have you guys seen the thing that went viral with the guy that the Mexican dude that had a piggy bank and damn near saved up 30,000 or 35 with $100 bills?
Just kept like filling up the piggy bank, and then yeah, one day he's like, "A ver, vamos a ver cuánto hay aquí."
2 years. Tengo que comprar los regalos para los nietos, para los sobrinos. Like he said, he's gonna buy everybody something. I'm like, bro, I wonder how that tree looked for Christmas. For 2 years saving like that, it's like that guy had discipline, you know. That watching that was like, oh fuck.
Well, that's the whole thing of like, I'm pretty sure. Have having several different bank accounts. You're supposed to have a bank account for like your bills, a bank account for you to spend, and a bank account for you to just save. So like if you were to do it like that, or even if you don't want to have it in the bank, you want to do that in your own house, you can do it in your house. You make your envelopes, you go, hey, this is for paying the bills, this is for me spending, and this is for me to save. The one that's for saving, you never touch that money. That money is for saving. It's like your emergency fund. The one that's for spending, whatever's in there, like that's what you get to spend on yourself. That's it. You know, the one for your bills is the one for your bills. If you just do something like that, like if you start with something small like that, whether you do it with, you know, physical bank accounts or if you do it with just like envelopes, eventually over time, like you're going to build that.
What I like about the piggy bank is that it's in a piggy bank, and the only way you're getting that money is if you break that shit. So it's even also having discipline of not breaking a piggy bank sooner than you've put it on yourself to be like, I ain't breaking this
but
shit.
But even if you, like, that's what I said, your commitment to yourself, right? If you do the bank accounts,
what's
or
easier
you do
to
the
get
envelope,
to an envelope or a piggy bank?
5 piggy banks.
Boom.
One for your spending. So one you're going to break every month.
Nah, yeah. But even then,
but
like...
But then that tells me that you don't even have discipline. Like, if you need that much of a safe, like a safe like that, you know, the piggy bank, it's like you don't have discipline. I was
you
like, you should...
2 minute video.
You should be able to have, like, a bank account that you don't touch. And just be like, that's
your
saving.
I mean, I'm speaking in general, because I wouldn't be where I'm at without having money management skills. But... speaking for people like the viewers, one thing that a tip I would give them too is like the short term bag. You have a short term like savings, because this is the savings part. Short term savings, like midterm savings, and long term savings. Because especially in my boat, I'm a father. I need to start thinking about kids graduating high school and they want a car. I need to start thinking about shit. One day they might want to get married. I need to be able to help them with that. Things like that, that like now that I have a 5-year-old, shit cards, like that's what I'm thinking about now, bro. Like, not even 6-year-old, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
technically,
that's the savings part.
Technically, you should start building their credit right now.
No, exactly. That
you should
part,
take that, out. You should take out credit cards under their names.
Bug it up, bug
and
it
then
up.
Don't do that. BS.
I'm making them co-signers.
You know,
I'm adding
you know
them to my credit.
How many,
giving
how
them
many,
a fucking.
How many parents have done that shit? And they fuck up their kids.
Exactly,
credit.
And that's why
not supposed to do that. He should take out 3 credit cards, and start spending with them, and then pay them off, so that your kid starts building
credit.
Make
them buy their own shit.
I'm just kidding.
so that at least by the time they're 18,
so,
they have good credit
so what
already.
What I'm going to do is
it's
not
like there's someone who never had credit.
It's what I'm going to do is I'm going to add them to my things and then give them a card that way so that it's helping both of us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not just, oh shit, I'm going to sign him up and he might fuck him up. Or I might fuck myself up using my son's shit and then fuck mm-hmm. him over. Like, because life happens. And that's why the whole savings short term, midterm, and long term is a game changer now that I came across that method, because sometimes things happen immediately, right? Mm-hmm. Like tomorrow you break a tire, you pop a tire and it's done, you need to buy a new one. And I drive a Mercedes, so I have to have that type of savings on the short term. And then on a midterm,
let's say I want to plan a trip like what I planned this year. Like, I have to have a nice little chunk of money saved for the next trip that I want to go, you know, with the whole, you know?
It's crazy that we're talking about this because I feel like talking about discipline, something that I feel like I learned this year is how... So I went to El Salvador to start the year. I'm going back the same, basically the same time period and the same time that I went last year. I'm going next year in a couple weeks and type shit. Then after that, came back, went to New York. I think I went to Cali Uchis. We went to see Mike Towers. Good amount. I feel like I had a good amount of experiences this year.
You went to see Freddie Gibbs.
Gibbs and
Eladio. You went to see Eladio.
And I feel like overall, all those, everything, even other stuff, bro. Like just going out, you know, in general.
You went to baseball games,
basketball games. I went to my first hockey game. So I feel like all that. What I realized is that was very like kind of put in my face is like, in order to enjoy these things, you gotta have discipline. You gotta have discipline with your finances, with all these things, so that you
talked about it earlier with
so
me.
So you can be able to enjoy these type of things and whatnot. Enjoy life how it's supposed to be. And it's a reoccurring theme that I feel like how it's again tending to your garden. That discipline right there translates to everything else we say it's all connected.
What do you feel about, like, because one thing that I'm also going into 2024 about is, like, you know how I was talking about, like, I like what he said about the method of envelopes and all that, right? There's also, I have people, my clients that gamble and stuff like that. So I have people that be like, when they talk about the envelope method, they also be like, they add another savings in there that's, oh, this is your play money. Mm-hmm. It's what you play with. This is what you don't care about losing this money. Yeah. You don't care about, you know?
I mean, I did it very basic where I just gave you three, but if you want to have more, you can do more.
Right. So,
it's just categories that you have for what you want to spend
right,
it
so
on.
Right. So what this guy was saying is like, he has a little like stash of money that,
that's for investments or for messing around?
No, for gambling, literally.
Okay.
For gambling, but it's smart gambling. It's mm-hmm. It's calculated. Like, you know the sport very well, whatever you're trying to gamble on, and you're watching the trend or whatever's going on. You're into the ESPN and all the first takes and shit just so you can get an edge, supposedly. Because I don't know if you guys see these people that be like, oh, get my picks. I got picks this week and you're going to get money.
So, like, I mean, what's your question with that, though?
No, that's not my question. What I'm saying is what I'm... For 2024 is another form of income, but out of
you're trying to do that? Is what
yeah,
you're
bro. Why not?
Play money.
Honestly, for me, I see what you mean.
Because you've already gambled a couple. I have gambled, but certain cards, you'd be like, I'm gonna put some money on
but
this.
Nah, but that's betting.
Let me
gambling. It's the same thing. It's another word for the same shit.
You're gambling that this team's gonna win over that team.
It's a gamble when you bet on somebody. It's a gamble. That's gonna
you gamble in Vegas at the tables. When you're betting on picks, you're betting. Terminology.
But it's just
people understand. And I'm talking about how the masses understand.
Bro, put it this way. We're at the roulette table. I'm betting on red 7.
Same fucking shit,
gambling
bro.
On red 7. It's the same thing, same, bro. It's just like tomato,
bro.
Type shit. Yeah, it's literally the same thing.
Anywho.
But what I'm trying to say, though, with that, though, I have gambled. I have bet.
Have you made money?
I have, but I honestly, and what I'm going to say, though, is, look, one thing when it comes to all these envelopes and stuff, when you are saving money and all that stuff, I feel like you can do it to play and all that stuff, but I feel like when it comes to that one specifically, it has like a dangerous addiction to it. Because there's a dangerous addiction to it where you can jeopardize everything.
But that's why the person I was speaking to was telling me about calculated gambling. And you're not just throwing, you're not being emotional about it. Because for one, this guy that I'm talking to, he don't work, bro.
I mean, I constantly see that
money off of his bets.
I don't know if you guys see that, but I on like a lot of sports pages
and
that I follow.
People like, I'm not saying that this is for me. Like, oh, I'm gonna just throw all my money in there. I'm talking about, I'm gonna save up a little.
No, I know what you're saying. So that's what I'm saying. Bets. Have you guys seen that post where it's constantly saying, "Oh, this person got banned from going to like MLS games or something because they kept betting." Like, there was a time where I kept seeing that over and over again, and I came back to it, and I actually followed this person on You guys know Telegram? It's like WhatsApp, but it's Telegram. So he has like a Telegram chat where he's constantly just putting out like what you're talking about, calculated bets and all that stuff.
Putting his picks out right there.
So yeah, and I've seen a lot of things like that. So I constantly kept seeing this, and now another trend that I see is like, oh, single mom is able to get out of like debt because of she used this betting technique and this. So I'm constantly seeing that more and more. And I think the trend of that is also because of how legal it's becoming.
That's what I'm saying.
But also like another side of that I'm seeing of it, like, because again, videos and stuff we see on IG is videos of people breaking stuff down like, oh, this coach, this referee staff for the NBA, they tend to lean more one way or the other. Not towards teams, but more like they I don't know, they just take calls more one way
for the home team squad.
All
that's
shit.
What I'm saying.
When
so,
Steve Crawford or what's his that guy what name? That one that
I forgot
one
his name, but I know yeah. what you're talking about.
So Steve Foster, I mean Scott Foster. Is officiating, yeah,
he always
that.
Loses and all that shit.
Another one that I seen recently, I think with the Monday Night Football games, that the underdog has been winning like eight weeks in a row.
But that's why,
like,
I'm
so all
these,
so I know what you're talking about. But
there's
I'm
trends
seeing,
in the sports. Bro.
Yeah, but it's crazy how like I'm also seeing how that they're talking about how like it's partially corruption too, like. How it's not just a coincidence, you know what I mean? Like,
of course
type
not, but that's because people, there's a lot of money involved.
And the yeah, they're starting that's the calculated
so my
part
thing
of
is
it.
Sometimes, like, like I'm coming part. Into 2024 thinking, like, I have two streams of income. So I'm thinking about a third and a fourth. I'm thinking about, not like I said, like we said the other day, Mauricio, putting all your eggs in one basket, because that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about diversifying and figuring out other ways to even, like, we're going to El Salvador. I'm thinking about what ways that could be an opportunity in the future. You know what I'm saying? Planting seeds that you don't know what could happen. Because to me, we live in California and it's getting expensive. And one thing about me at least is, like we were talking about, if you're not growing, you're dying, is always making more. Not only for myself, but to help people around me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and to me, that's crucial. That's like something that I feel like God's put in my heart. Like, and it's also been a thing where it's like, he wouldn't put this awareness on me without me knowing, okay, don't fumble. Don't do this. Be aware of what you're doing. Be calculated. One thing that I'm going into 2024 with is asking for more patience from God, getting closer to God, and then asking God to order my steps. And I feel like every time it's a trip, every time I've been asking him to order my steps, bro, right before I step into a situation, the situation pans out greater than I thought it would. Mm-hmm. And it's a trip. Mm-hmm. And then I get mad the times I don't say that. Like, the times I don't utter that literally or in my head. And yeah. then that situation goes, it's like a bad situation. It goes, like, to crap. So, like, even seeing that I want to get closer to him so that even when, let's say, if I'd make an educated bet, hey, God, order my steps with this. You know what I'm saying? And who knows? Like, because to me, it's like, hey, God wouldn't make something legal if it's like, or is it all corrupted? You know what I'm saying? Like,
all Christians should be laughing at Enzo.
Hey, I don't care, bro. Like, y'all can laugh. I'm gonna do what I have to do.
Scripture says not to gamble.
I mean, it also says not to fornicate. Look how many people are not married and they're over here fornicating.
Obviously.
So
sinful nature.
You're gonna tell me.
But
right now
we're not talking about other people. We're talking about Enzo.
Yeah. So that's why I said I don't give a fuck. Like. You know what
so
I'm
then, why
that's
would
why
you ask God to bless something that you already know He's already said
and
no?
That's the same thing that other people do all the time when they ask God bless.
But again,
this.
Why are we ask talking about other people? We're talking about Enzo's actions.
Because we're
in
talking.
This case.
Other people are telling me about what I'm doing, and other people are other people too.
You know what I mean? But
so
that's what I don't mean.
I mean, you can't call the kettle black, and you know what I'm saying?
No, you can't.
You can't. Come on now, everybody sin different.
I feel you, but what you're saying right now is
it's
for,
legal. So anything
it's for God to bless your sin.
What does God say? Follow.
That's what you're asking.
Isn't it scripture that God says follow Caesar's law? Isn't that God? Isn't that what it says?
The law isn't telling you have to gamble, and so
it's
telling
not,
you
but it's legalized.
Allowed to
exactly.
But it's saying that like, saying
so
you have to.
So if it's not telling me it's not wrong, I'm gonna follow
but,
Caesar's law
look,
that God told me to do.
You're goalposting
to make
on
more
that Caesar's
hey,
law
nah,
shit
I'm,
right there.
I'm making money.
But again, you understand what I say when you're saying you're asking God to bless your sin?
I guess
that's what you're
but
asking.
How much?
Though.
How much? Like again, how many people?
I'm
that,
just saying. I'm just saying though because
I asked God to do that when I got married. Before marriage, when I had kids before marriage. Look,
I'm gonna tell you this though. Like I've bet before, and
you feel like shit after.
No, but I've never asked God.
God stroke
bless
you down.
This bet.
God stroke
bless
you down.
Bless these
right
$10
there.
I just put down on this fighter to knock out that fighter.
Hey, but you gave God his due that Sunday, right?
That was a whole nother. That's a whole nother.
Exactly. So if you gave Kyle
Enzo.
If you gave Enzo, and
let me tell you one thing.
You gave him his 10%.
No, wait.
You gave Kyle 10%.
Let me tell you this.
All right.
Let me tell
you this. Enzo. That's my point. You gave Kyle 10%.
That was another envelope.
There you go. So that's what I'm talking about. If you have an envelope to be like, hey, man, it's not going to hurt me, that's what I'm getting to, the discipline. Because if you don't get to have all these things without having discipline.
I get you. I get you in the aspect of like, yeah, you can set up discipline enough so that you know you can do that without messing up everything. I get what you mean.
John Gabbana was talking about the Muslim thing right now, right?
Said John Saadi. I was like, what?
And he was talking about how like, why is everybody going to Muslim side or whatever? But God don't believe in, like, on our side, it's like, why do we have interest? On our side of the world. But in the Muslim world, if you buy something, if you loan something, there ain't no interest tied to it. You just loaned it, you didn't get it. The straight what you gave back, you get it back. But you know what I'm saying? That little thing, that little, like, fucking, how do I say, detail has me thinking, like, damn, like, but on this side, like, oh, they judge you if you invest. But even in investing in a house to flip it, bro, is a gamble. You're betting on, like, stock market. Stock market is a gamble, bro.
How many Christians
are not involved in the stock market?
That's the stock market.
It's still a gamble. You're almost damn near betting on a, like, GameStop, bro. They were betting. The big people with money were betting for people to lose all that shit. Go watch the movie.
I'm agreeing with you.
Nah, bro.
No,
the whole time you've been like, betting is not gambling.
Are you going to let me talk
now? Betting. Nah, I'm just
going to let me talk?
I'm telling you, you're not agreeing with me.
Are you going to let me talk? And what point I agree with you?
What point do you agree with me?
I agree with you that the stock market is like a gambling. That's what I was agreeing with you right now.
¿Qué más? What else do you agree with?
Just that part.
So then it's...
But the part that
There's Christians that are in the stock market invested up the ass. Looking at that shit religiously. Oh, like, shit. Is Dow Jones gone down right now? Is the NASDAQ down right now? Like, come on, bro. Religious people doing that. So you're going to tell me, Enzo, all these Christians are going to look at you because you want to put educated guess on LeBron James making a parlay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to judge
LeBron
you
LeBron James making a parlay?
I'm going to judge those people for...
And that's why you have freedom of choice, dude. If you want to do that, you can
I'm going to be educated guesses. I'm going to be like, hey, man, let me look at these trends real quick. I never said,
hey, Enzo.
Who's reffing today? Let me put some money on the underdog today, don't do that.
No, it's, if you want to do it, go ahead.
I'm going to even be like, hold up.
It's your money at the end of the day.
I'm betting on that Conor McGregor card. Fuck yeah, I'm betting on that. By that time, I'm going to have some money to be like, all right, bro, hold up. Connor,
once again,
I think you're going to lose tonight because you haven't fought in 4 years. Or how many years has it been?
I don't know, but...
It's been 3 years now, right?
I'm not sure. I got to look it up. I think it's been like two. It's 21.
2 years since he's fought?
Mm-hmm.
By the time he fights, it'll be like...
From the time he broke his leg.
It'll be like 22 months.
See, I'm betting on that. I think he's going to lose. You guys don't think he's gonna lose?
The biggest Conor fanboy here is betting on him to lose.
Well, hey, bro. All
right, so this is something I'm gonna tell you about.
You broke your leg.
This is gonna something I'm gonna tell you about betting.
What?
When it comes to calculated betting and all that stuff, you're gonna have to do a lot of your own research. And yeah, you can take other people's bets, but I'm gonna tell you right now that a bet for, unless Conor is like a severe favorite. Or like...
Oh, yeah,
or,
it's going to take a lot of money to make money.
Yeah.
But that's why I didn't say I'm betting on Conor. That's why I said I was going to go... Because you can be saying, a fanboy of somebody, but that don't mean your money's going to that
saying.
Person.
That's what I'm saying.
That's about Conor, educated
Conor,
guessing.
Conor losing could be the... Michael Chandler could be the favorite. So you're going to have to put a lot of money
to make money back. So you're going to tell me it doesn't swing during the press conferences? All that swings during the press conference.
Still,
the weigh-in makes it all swing.
And
I don't think Conor's going to be like...
Just that factor that you're talking about is going to make a big difference.
I don't think... The way Chandler fights, I don't think he's going to have a way outland. Like, it's going to be a slide his way for him to win. Come on, bro. The way Conor fights, too, it's going to be like either one of us is going to get knocked out.
So now that's you're, why so now you're in the middle.
No, I'm putting money where Chandler because I think Conor can't do it anymore.
Your words betray you.
But again, so going back to the point, I feel like I love Conor. To make money on that bet, though, you're going to have to put a lot of money.
Money would be on his opponet because he hasn't fought in years.
A better bet would be this.
Every guy comes from a broken leg. Is he a champion again?
Let me give you a better bet.
Answer the question.
Let me give you a better bet.
Answer the question.
I don't have an answer for your question.
What do you mean? Besides... Everybody that's broken their foot in the UFC has not come back to the heights that they were after they broke their foot. Everybody, bro. We could go down a list right now. Chris Weidman, Anderson Silva.
I'll tell you this right now. It's not
you think Conor's going to be different after he got 300 M's next to his name?
This is not the first time Conor breaks his foot. Conor has broke that. Bro, if you go back to the
there
fight.
There you go. Again, a reoccurring injury. You think he won't be that GOAT?
I'm not saying that. Look, I'm trying to put you on game for your bet that you're going to make in June. Better bet is not just to say, oh, Conor's losing. It's to put a prop bet, which would be Chandler's winning by knockout. Chandler's winning by submission.
That's where I think Chandler's bidding by this part about, bro. Like where they put all the, I like to just do straight up shit. Like I'm gonna be that type of.
But that's why you're gonna have to put down a shitload of money if he's a fucking.
That's what I'm saying. You put money. You put savings for specific things.
I just think that's a really dumb bet.
No, it is. Okay. Is your bag the same as mine, though?
No, but I just
exactly. So how are you gonna compare when our piggy banks aren't the same? Everybody's is individuals.
So if he's a minus 700 favorite, that means you have to put $700 to make $100.
Obviously, but how much would you win if you bet big? You win big, right?
Again, you have to put $700 for him
if he
wins, and you're gonna make.
So if I put $750 in Chandler's instead, because I think he's gonna win because of what I'm detailing, this guy hasn't come back from an injury like that, and it's gonna be a scrap because it's Michael Chandler. I think. He's going to edge him off, bro. He's more healthy. He's coming off a knockout win, right? Didn't he win to beat Tony Ferguson?
Or who was it? I don't know which one.
Oh, no,
was
he
last
lost to Dustin after that. Or I don't
Dustin
know.
Or something
but he's
like
coming
that.
Off like he's been fighting more. You know what I'm saying? Like he even fought after that, the tough thing.
No, I honestly, I'm not arguing that Conor's going to win. I'm just saying that, again, to
no,
for
I'm
that
asking
one
you,
money.
What do you think? Because ultimately, it's all about what the fuck you think. Like, that's what. To guess, like, you don't know.
I think
know.
Conor should have done what he did when he came back after he fought Khabib. He should find someone like a Tony Ferguson and fight him first, maybe. After, like you said, 2 years of not fighting, give yourself some type of a warm-up fight, tune-up fight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe it's not what people want to hear, but look at how what he did when he fought Donald Cerrone.
I mean, because you're the one that
like
came
it does
the
a
future
lot,
today.
It
so.
Does a lot for your confidence. It does a lot for you to get a victory. Michael Chandler's not an easy fight, as we're saying. Michael Chandler is going to be in your face the entire time.
But he's also going to gas out eventually. So it's
and
Conor.
And Conor has shown that too.
That's what I'm saying. So who has a more of a tank? I think Chandler has a... He's edges that him in that.
Yeah.
We've seen him like tired as fuck against other people and he just has heart.
So for you get
when
the
you
best
go to
bang
sleep
for your
silk,
book,
sheets.
You should do that Conor's going to lose by what?
Yeah, he said knockout, Conor don't bro. Have the dog in him anymore because he got comfort. That's what I just heard right now.
That's a lot of people say that about Conor, though. Do they not? This boy got a check, and then he hasn't been the same either.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Are the Lakers winning this year?
Nah, bro, they got a check, and they checked out.
Fuck, exactly. They got paid.
That's after I told you guys that in-season tournament, 24 games in doesn't mean anything.
To them, bro, $500.
Yeah, it means $500, $1,000.
And I want
to. And then to go six, to go what?
Go in, no,
lose,
they won one.
Six
won
straight
one.
Games at some point, like, or something like that. Like,
hey, bro, the rookies got paid, bro. They were like, our job is done.
I can't give the fault to AD and LeBron, though. It's the bench players and the supporting cast are like, what, shooting 30%?
Wow. What's his name?
Dog, they drafted
D-Lo.
That kid instead of drafting the guy balling in Miami, bro. One draft ahead of him.
Oh, Javier.
Yes,
I was
bro.
Telling him I would have liked for the Lakers
seen
to
him
get
ball.
Him.
I seen him. I seen him balling
in Miami.
Yeah, for the March Madness. That
he,
shit was.
He was pick 16.
And this kid was 17 that we got.
Yeah, the guy we got was 17.
Hasn't even touched the floor.
Yeah.
Wait, so that means Miami was ahead of us?
Yes, but
No. Sorry, after. They were after
us. Yeah, they were. They were after us.
He was, Jaime was the 18th pick. They could have chose him prior.
Latin kid from LA.
Yeah, and Mexican. Yeah, so I said UCLA player.
That
would have
been like,
in this market, he would have sold jerseys like crazy.
I would have bought that jersey. I bought Reeves' jersey.
Thing is, I mean, Reeves right now is another player that has been very inconsistent. Look, what the in-season tournament showed me.
I don't see him as
inconsistent.
I'll
tell you this. When the in-season tournament showed me is that when the Lakers want to fucking play, they can play. Because they went undefeated in that tournament.
So you know what I think LeBron should do?
is be like, I'm going to give y'all $1 million if we win this championship. But he tells them behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see the championship when Tyronn Lue and he was in Cleveland and they had these little like puzzle things that they were putting it to, and they put a puzzle of a championship and each playoff series that they would win, they would like put a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Like they should do some shit like that, but attach that shit to money. And whoever balls out within this playoff series, like, all right, bro, I'm going to get you a car. I'm going to get you. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, because he's a billionaire. He could technically do that shit. I don't know if you guys seen that guy from the Pacers. He paid everybody because they didn't make the playoffs. He paid all of their supporting staff. Like, he gave them from $500 to $3,000, like, depending on what they do for them. And he was like, I got to support the people that support me. Because if they would have made the playoffs, the staff would have got the bonus too. Crazy. I don't know. You guys haven't seen it. Miles Turner came in there with the whole like giving everybody shit. That shit was dope, bro.
Nah, I just saw Dallas. What's his name? Their star.
Bro, like
that, he gave bikes to everybody.
Like LeBron, as much as he might want that championship, bro. I've heard LeBron's one of the cheapest guys in the NBA, bro.
But this is like this is like when Kobe learned to take his team out to dinner. LeBron need to know how to not be cheap and just $500,000
This $500,000 that got given to them was from the NBA. So it was OPM, bro. Other people's money.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, that's why LeBron's like, it's not my money.
LeBron's on that tip, like OPM too. He'd be like,
you know what I mean? Like, so that's why I feel like that showed me that these guys, when they want to play, they're going to do it.
This little theory I told my brother, it was a conspiracy theory, that LeBron is tanking so that they get his son in the draft.
Oh, that's been a theory for a while, for the Lakers to be able to draft him.
Because they're saying projected 25th pick.
But I don't think they need a tank though that bad though.
But that's why they're not. They're just losing certain games to be like an 8 seed, 7 seed, and then they're going to trade up for a pick like that type shit, you know?
Yeah. No, definitely.
And he's not doing bad in college, but I don't know if he's going to be like...
Damn, so 1 year and done and declare?
That's what most of these kids are doing now.
What do you guys think about going into 2024? What do you guys think about...
And he doesn't need that NIL.
I'm going to switch gears from this. What do you guys think about...
He doesn't need it, though.
What do you guys think about 2024 going into this going to be election year? And I hear a lot of people saying that it's going to be a very crazy year. All this stuff, like...
It's going into that rabbit hole?
I seen this part. Yeah. What do you guys think about all these billionaires making underground bunkers? And then you said something about they're preparing us for nuclear war type of shit. What you think about that?
No, I've been. Have you guys seen the movies that are coming out?
That's that too.
All these movies, like in the last 5 years, have been very like
apocalyptic.
Telling. They're very telling and apocalyptic. Very
late. The War of Armageddon is coming. Is that what you're saying?
I'm gonna just sing the Dream On song right now.
I saw one thing too. It was this guy. I don't know if he was Argentinian or if he was from a different.
Have you seen the Argentinian president?
Yeah, he's been talking shit.
He's a wild boy.
No, but this guy that they were talking about.
When he kissed his wife?
Oh, he macked on her?
He macked on her because he's a comedian. She's a comedian.
All right, what the fuck?
And then after that, he tells people, after the comedic show, he just tells them, all right, you guys, we're going to go through dark times for the next few months.
Over.
There's no money.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that with Paul. But
this was a recent one.
Yeah, we talked about it with Paul.
No. I'm saying that this video that he did it recently.
Oh, but that joke about not having money.
Yeah. It's because he keeps saying that.
He keeps
repeating that every time in a lot of speeches.
Y'all voted me in. We're broke.
I'm gonna be laughing when like in 5 years this fool's like gets caught for corruption.
Have you guys seen the stuff where they're saying like
he fired a bunch
like
of people.
Joe Biden when he was inaugurated, like the soldiers or the generals that you know walked with them to do all this shit, like the little ceremony, they didn't have the badges that other presidents in the past have had. And that's why they're like saying that this guy is like a puppet president and shit. He's like a corporation president. And then I even seen another fucking video where they were like, it was like they had like body, like, you know, the sex dummies. So it's like highly sophisticated sex dummies that look like Kevin Spacey. Another one looked like Donald Trump. Another one looked like Joe Biden. And then one of them, they had him like close up, but he was moving very robotic. And I was like, imagine this is actually like, this is a stunt double at this point. Like, we don't use real stunt doubles like they used to. Now they use like fucking actual like
a robot,
an android that looks like.
Is that why they keep showing us robots and that? Tesla,
like, did you see that
the Tesla robot?
Adam Schiff fucking froze a couple months ago. Mm-hmm.
Remember that shit?
Oh, that congressman?
That fucking, mm-hmm. Yeah, the old ass motherfucker broke.
Them?
And he was like,
they tapped him,
they restarted that motherfucker real quick.
They were like, ah.
Where'd they tap him like that?
And the wrist, bro. The lady went like that, bro.
You gotta lift it up right here, this camera.
Shit, bro. It looked like you got the gooch link.
Damn.
But
he looked like he was grabbing by the pussy, huh?
Do you guys think that? I mean, I'm pretty sure that there will be some stuff that cracks here and there. Because, for example, they already stopped. What was it? Colorado and what? Was it New Hampshire, I think? That,
one of those stopped
the ones that already took Trump out.
Well, Colorado, it got overturned by the Supreme Court. So I'm running with these other
ones. Did you see that dude Vivek was saying that they're going to try any which way to fucking stop him? And that's why he's running for fucking president. That guy's trying to stop natural birthright.
Yeah, no, fuck that, bro.
I liked him until I started hearing that
Once
shit.
Once I heard that shit,
they asked
like,
him,
bro, fuck that
they were like, but your parents aren't from here. And then he was like, and then they chopped the clip and I was like, fuck, man, this is where I want to see the whole fucking response to this. Like, but he's an interesting guy.
Interesting guy, but again, once I heard that, I'm like, it makes no sense.
Can I?
You mean he wants to stop natural birth?
Okay, so give it, bro. Not
I haven't
yet,
seen this.
I've seen a clip where I think it was like a debate, bro, where he went as far as saying that he wants to deport the kids of immigrants, bro. Yes. So talking about all of us and shit, and I'm mm-hmm. like, bro, that's not cool, dog.
So anybody that doesn't have papers out of the country.
Yeah, and since we have birthright because we were born here, he wants to take that away from us.
But I heard that he was trying to do it to a certain year. So,
still though, like that's
so,
like
no,
that's
it is
still,
but does that apply if you were born here, or does that apply?
Yeah, birthright is,
or does that apply?
But because even Donald Trump
the people
was
that got it while
that.
Being here.
Donald Trump was singling that too, bro. You got to understand
both because he's talking about the immigrants that came here. Yeah, he did too. He's talking about the people that came here,
fuck
kids
Donald
here,
Trump.
And exercised their birthright of being a U.S. citizen because they were born here.
Mm-hmm.
Being that you're no longer a citizen because you came from somebody that immigrated here. You know what I'm talking about? Vivek
said
that.
So if you're first generation, basically.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
First generation
born. I strongly disagree with that, man.
Me too. Like, look, man.
I strongly disagree with Gavin Newsom, even though in past episodes I've said that I was endorsing him. But after further informing myself on who he comes from and where he comes from.
The Getty family?
No, he's associated with them, but like it's like four families that run California. And like it's the Brown family, the Getty family, the Newsom family, and
Pelosi's.
Yeah, I think it's the Pelosi family.
Yeah,
and bruh, just based off what they were saying, like it's like a fucking mafia, dog. So I was like, you know what? Let me just go back to like, you know, just doing more research because I liked Vivek too, but then it was like this guy sounds.
Look,
fucking...
I go back to why did they kill JFK, bro? Why did they kill RFK? Now his son's running. Why'd they kill JFK? Why'd they kill RFK?
Right, but then you said something under your
now
breath.
Now his son is running.
Yeah, but they haven't done shit to his son yet. And his son is not as popular as his dad.
No doubt, but like there was, I feel like there was a trend of why they were like, even who was the other one?
The other one that
Ted Kennedy.
Built,
Ted Kennedy. He kind of alluded to like the fact that something kept happening to. Because didn't something happen to the other John F. Kennedy Jr. too?
Yeah, he died, and he was gonna run for president too.
So it's like there's a lot of things like that that like I feel like have always been, you know, because I feel like the Kennedys in a sense were kind of that kind of family too. They were like
they were a dynasty family.
They were definitely on the up and up because during the bootleg era they made their money and all that stuff. So when they came out of that they were rich, but like whatever
but
JFK
that's the same
did
thing with the Gettys and the fucking
whatever,
Newsoms,
but whatever JFK
they were all
did, he messed with the establishment. You know what I mean? And they had to let him go.
A lot of them come from. Basically families that were part of mafias and then they became clean.
I believe Kennedy's, they were like, he was the first, I think, Catholic president or something like that too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so a lot of those little...
First Irish Catholic.
All those little things, I feel like, played a thing. So I don't know. For me, going into this year, seeing all that stuff, I wonder if if it's going to be that... Because, okay, for 2020, we got to the election. The crazy part for me and all that stuff was when Trump came out and like declared himself the winner, basically, because that's what happened, right? Mm-hmm. He declared himself the winner. Then the next day, more or less, but at that time, the count, like the percentage, was in his favor and whatnot, because for the longest, you ended election night knowing this guy got the majority.
That's why
like.
January 6th was so pivotal because they had to recount certain states and shit, and that's what they were saying, like they robbed them. He said that they robbed him.
Yeah, and like, I just feel like the mail-in stuff was wild for me, for sure.
Well, that's why I feel like even watching this movie that we watched, have you guys seen it, Leave the World Behind?
Not yet.
The fact that, yeah, man, you got to watch that movie, bro. Mm-hmm. Because the fact that the Obamas produced it, and then it's like going viral for what it's going viral for, and then we went through COVID, and even around COVID, there was all these movies that were also very telling of what the fuck was going on. And now we're like around COVID, we got the Purge election year. Like, what the fuck, bro? Did you guys see, if you guys watched the talking about in the movie and the rituals, all this shit that they're doing, and then like Epstein shit was going on, all this shit that was
That's another thing. If like all these people were involved in that stuff, how does this get to like, why does this get exposed type of stuff too?
But like, that's why they were saying that COVID was
because you once you let the story out, then you can kill it with another story. And then it becomes irrelevant. Then whoever had that over you no longer has that power over you. Because the whole point is someone may be using that to blackmail you and have that story on you. But once you expose it, it's like, well, that they no longer have power on you.
This is another thing that's interesting that I hear that they're trying to do in the next coming years is make everybody, like, you have to enroll yourself in when you go onto the internet. Like, it's not going to be no more where you're just... You can
free roam.
It's not like, yeah, it's not going to be
you
like
that.
You can't
go incognito.
Yeah, it's not going to, like, they're trying
No more Express VPN.
Right, they're trying to really stop that type of shit because they want to know who's on there because of these hackers, supposedly, right? So the whole movie is Leave the World Behind because we're attacked by through our power grids. And the movie came out a week after Hawaii and Florida's power grids were attacked. Then Taiwan is constantly attacked, cyber attacks from China. And, like, there's just all this shit going on that, like, if you tell it, bro, what's on the news right now? What are they really pumping to you, Diddy? Entertainment news that it really shouldn't, like, Ukraine has flown over now. Now we're worried about Gaza and Israel.
And that's kind of also...
blowing over. Like, now we're getting... They're shutting down the freeways, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's getting to a point where, like, who knows what's going to happen next year, bro. Because if this conflict continues... yeah, bro, we're spawning on to, like, Armageddon-type vibes. I would say so, bro, because this is the longest that this conflict with Israel has happened. They haven't had a conflict this long.
Jesus is coming back. That's what he just said.
Who's to say he wouldn't?
That's 2024, bro?
Yeah, man. That's right. The thing there, but...
And then after it's set, after that, look. Nah, it wouldn't be. It would have to have been this year, 2023. We still have time for it to come. But no, because it'll be after, like, now it'd be the 7 years of tribulation, right? That the Bible says until 2030, because there's supposedly a 2030 agenda.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Boom.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
That's what I'm saying, guys. This shit about to get hot and spicy in the next few years.
All right, though. But to wrap it up, y'all, because I know we're like, we want to go party and.
I don't want to go party. BS. I want to talk. I want to shoot the shit.
I want to party and bullshit.
I want to argue with Manny, man. Oh, Manny, you do not agree with me right now about a plethora of things. Disagree more so we can continue this shit.
Well, it's because he was raising his voice.
I wasn't raising my voice. I was speaking passionately.
Shit like that, bro. Like,
I was like, there was no reason to raise your voice at me.
I'm speaking passionately, bro.
I was like, my ear does not need this abuse.
Manny! That's raising my voice. But,
yeah, but to wrap it up, right.
And that's why I raised my voice because I was like,
you raise your voice.
I'm putting you guys with me now to the end of 2024 and we're doing another podcast in 2024.
What?
We gonna get Bad Bunny on the podcast next year?
Damn.
That'd be crazy. Imagine we blow up next year. Hey, man, you never know. We got 19K off fucking John Sally. Shout out to John Sally. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks, sir.
That shit was dope.
Nah, but for real, like...
gotta get him to get us Dennis Rodman.
Damn.
That'd be sick if he gets us Dennis Rodman and shit. Hey, man, can you alley-oop that, John? Oh, yeah, let me call him. He just asked for a blunt.
I mean, he was on the Nelk Boys. Dennis.
He was.
I mean, that's why I feel like we onto
that was because the thing. The
John Sally's been on some shit too, and we got him. So it was like.
No.
KJ too, man.
The reason I bring that up is because I remember that in the interview they talked about how he's the only guy who gets to go to North Korea. So that would be interesting to like, what is it that Dennis does in North Korea?
Right, exactly. Because that interview movie was fucking hilarious. He has all these cars. He has, you know what I'm saying? Did you see that movie with James Franco?
Yeah.
But to wrap up 2023, it's about what time?
10 o'clock.
So in other parts of the United States, it's already 2024.
Damn, it is.
And, you know, in other parts of the world, it's already 2024. So other people...
Well, in Australia, since 4 p.m., it's already 2024.
They're already living, you know, the new year. It's Kobe year, y'all. I pray for prosperity and health for all of us, for all our goals to be accomplished, whatever we set up for ourselves. And everybody that's watching us, appreciate you guys continuing to support and continue to watch and like, share. It's greatly appreciated,
spread
man.
Spread the wisdom. Open the third eye, please. That's what I want for 2024.
Would I say dark times are coming? I don't know, man. I don't know. But if they do, just shine bright like a diamond.
I love how we talk about Christianity and then bring up random stuff, other religious aspects.
Because we know the book, the good book, but you know it better though.
No, it's because he was like, "Open your third eye."
But the Bible talk about the third eye, don't it? It don't. It gotta see it in some symbolism. All right.
So if I gotta bring him out of Christian terms, in addition to wisdom,
lift your mantle.
Give me more
chokmah.
Yes, spiritual wisdom. I feel
it's like. Israeli word of saying wisdom.
Yeah,
chokmah. Palestinian view will not like that you said Israeli word.
Chokmah.
Chokmah.
Fighting words now.
We need nefesh.
Hey, what I would say also is peace in the Middle East, man. For real, like it's fucking peace in, and then. Peace in Venezuela border too, man. Shit cracking over there too, right?
Nah, but Venezuela is trying to take over
Guyana,
and then the other one,
they're trying to take over that too.
Suriname, I think it's called
French.
All for oil.
Yeah, it's those two countries.
They're like, oh, we just redrew our borders.
So it's Guyana and then Suriname. Those two countries, they're trying to take them over.
Well, they're basically doing a Russian thing where they're just trying to take over some shit because they think it's theirs.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, yeah, they were saying
it's never
that
was theirs from what I know.
They're saying that the UK lied. I think it was the UK that owns that land.
Something like that. Or
they're saying that they lied about their borders, that Venezuela border isn't where it's supposed to be, that it's supposed to be further down. So
yeah, and you see, and I feel like when situations like that, like the US can get involved, and then, you know, and that's one thing, going back to that video I said before we wrap this up, like I was talking about how, like, when it comes to the world powers and all that stuff, we all know that Russia is very aligned with China, and that when something that Trump was doing when he was president was kind of pulling Russia back to, like,
the line.
Yeah, the line.
The table, bringing him back to the table.
Yeah, table,
table, negotiate.
Type of thing. And now that Biden's in power, that Russia's so far that way.
You know what's interesting?
All these things that we're talking about are more possible than ever. Type of stuff.
You know what's interesting is that the last Democratic president.
Well, technically, he pushed all the Middle East, Russia, and China all together.
That too.
They created the Brexit after with them. They all joined not the Brexit. What's that? Brexit was the other thing. What's
Brexit
thing?
was when the UK left.
I know you're talking about that new.
The conglomerate that
BRICS,
they created.
Isn't
the
it called?
BRICS, exactly.
Yeah, BRICS.
But.
Which is Brazil, South Africa. Russia, China,
Brazil, no,
Iran.
I said Brazil, South Africa. They all basically became a union for the oil.
Well, it's because like they all figured, like, damn, they're doing Russia dirty. Let's fucking help Russia out. And but yeah, man.
Crazy, yo.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah, thank you guys for 2023. I think one great thing. Just want to drive it out for real. Thank you, Enzo, for opening your doors and letting us do the podcast here this year. That was a really big thing for us.
I mean, that's why I wanted to do it from the jump, so I'm glad that you finally wised up.
Honestly, I just think that,
He got what? What did he get? What's that word?
I asked Lord for...
Chokmah.
Chokmah. He got Chokmah from God to come here.
Yeah, no, but for real.
That's what it was.
Everything aesthetically... Not that nothing Chokmah. Was wrong with the studio, besides the location and the drive and...
Well, this is more convenient for a lot of people compared to the other place.
For everybody, like
the other place, a lot of people were like sketched out, and then it was too far.
They thought they were gonna be sexually assaulted in the basement of a church. Sadly. Hey guys, this is what the fucking happens in people.
No,
man.
And
you're gonna have to bleep.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna put that. It's fine, bro. We're no longer at that place, so I can say that. All
Enzo.
Bro, I'm
is
pretty
that
sure.
Not what happened? People get sexually assaulted everywhere, and sometimes it's at a church. Sadly, like
bringing me down the basement.
Be like, hermano, ¿qué estás haciendo ahí? No, nada, hermano.
Yeah, dude. Honestly,
I shit you not. Some of my guests did think that like, yo, y'all not gonna do nothing to me, dude. I was like, bro, are you fucking serious, bro?
Yeah, some people were like, they were kind I of remember scared. A couple guests came
with bodyguards.
Yeah, they came with someone else.
Remember when the basketball guy, trainer, his friend came in all like, and then he like calmed down.
That shit was funny.
What's his name? Your client's brother.
Gage's brother?
Yeah.
He was but the homie that he brought,
No, definitely.
That he came in, like, he was ready, like, to, like, throw punches.
The bros brother.
and then he calmed down. Like, as soon as he saw, we were laughing and joking.
I feel like, you know who came in like that, too, the first time? And it was back-to-back guests.
I love the recap.
It was shout out to Alan. You've been on the pod twice.
Alan
K. Fitness, the one that we had here.
Yeah, he would always say little comments. Like
he came in at first, but as soon as he started talking, you remember? Because he came in when we were there, and it diffused it. But like Dominique, same thing. I feel like he came in kind of sketched out because it was
Dominique
like,
for sure was clear. Like, nah, man, I've been into certain places, man. It's not good. So I was just like, doubting it. Like,
you know what I mean?
His whole vibe was funny,
So, there's a couple people and that
then
were like that.
He definitely came out of the show after, like, 20 minutes.
You know what I mean? A bunch of people, like, were, like, they were, like, on defense for, like, the first few minutes.
Yeah.
And after that, then they're like, oh, okay, cool.
We should have low-key banged people and totally been like...
It's the same thing
with... All I have to say, man, it's all irrelevant, though.
Bro.
It's all irrelevant.
I will openly say that.
Even the female guests, bro, were sketched out,
I asked somebody that associated with...
irrelevant?
Such and such and...
Yeah.
Left me on red.
With that guy?
Because of...
Because they're irrelevant?
That's the only correlation I can you know... I was like, damn.
I want to say so much shit right now.
That must have...
Irrelevant.
I want to say so much fucking shit right now.
Irrelevant.
What do you think he would have said if it was a here, though?
If it was what?
If it was here.
It was irrelevant.
What do you mean? If he was here?
Because he was giving you shit about it being over there. And it was like, bro, this is your shit. So I kept having to tell him, like, this is your shit. You know what I mean? And then he was kind of trying to...
He was trying to break up the whole thing.
He's trying to shit on you too. He's like, what are you doing with this guy, man? What the fuck?
Yeah, he was like...
Why are you with him?
He's like, why are you working with him? Yeah. Irrelevant.
Yeah. Nah, bro. I'm telling you, I just... Next topic. Next question.
Next topic is... I plead the fifth!
Because, like, man.
What, bro? Nah, speak your truth. Oh, bro, hold your sentence.
Nah, you can just cut it out. You can speak your truth and cut it out.
You think he's really listening to the Grinner podcast after becoming us irrelevant? No, he's not. So, you know, shoot your shit.
Nah, bro, like, I'd rather just...
You're a pussy, bro.
And that's how we end 2023.
That is the current podcast.